Okay, Parshas Balak, Tavshin Pei Dalet, as we continue here in Sefer by Midbar, and we have Balak and Bilam and all of the brachas that were not meant to be brachas that we discussed. Remember, we mentioned in past years the Chasam Sofer's comment that Parshas Balak is what he thinks really proves Torah min HaShamayim, because how else would we know this whole story? You know, every other story has to do with Jews and interaction with other nations. But here it's about what was in Bilam's mind and what was the going on with Balak and Bilam. Like, how do we know all this? And there was no machlokas about it. It wasn't like we have any evidence that there was any controversy about the veracity of this story. So it's interesting. Chasam Sofer says he thinks this parsha is really Torah min HaShamayim. Okay, here we go. Beginning of the parsha. Vayar Balak ben Sipor, Eis Kol Asher Asa Yisrael Amori. Balak sees everything that Bnei Yisrael did to the Emori. What did Bnei Yisrael do to the Emori? That was in last week's parsha. Amar Rashi says, Eilu Shnei Malachim, Shayinu Betuchim Aleihem. These two Malachim that we relied on, Lo Amdu Bifnehem, did not stand up to the Jews. Anu Alachas Kama Vakama. Surely, we ourselves are in a state of danger. So Vayar Balak Ben Sipar, Balak sees everything happen. Vayakar Moav Bifnei Ha'amaki Ravu. Moav was scared of the Am. Vayakats Moav b'pnei b'nei Yisrael. And Moav was vayakats, disgusted, or other pshatim. Vayomer Moav al-Sikni Midyan. And Moav says to Midyan, you have to help us out. U'balak ben Sipar melech la-Moav b'ezahi. What is the flow of the psukim here? The Maharal Diskin wonders, in source number one, we start talking about Balak ben Sipar, then we speak about Moav, and then we speak more about Moav, and then we go back to Balak being the king of Moav, and then we have Midyan, you know, in the middle here. Right, what's the flow of these psukim? It doesn't really flow so smoothly. Says the Maharal Diskin in source number one, line 6. Hatamiya po rabba ma'od. The tamiya, the wonder is great. Dibitchila tola kola inyan al-Balak. First, the whole thing is focused on Balak. Balak sees. He's the instigator. V'hischil vayar Balak. And then it gets into Moav. Vayakatz Moav. Vayomer Moav. So was it Balak or was it the nation of Moav? Base. Alama acharechein, acharei kol sipuri ha-maisa, after the whole lead-up introduction, then at the end of Pasuk Dalet, it says, Ubalak ben Sipar melech la-Moav o'ezahi. Lama himtin ad lo basof. Why did it wait till the end to say that? Just say Balak, the king of Moav, in the first Pasuk. Havel marteka, fayar Balak ben Sipar melech Moav, eis kol asher asa. Why does it wait? V'tirish Rabbeinu Zatzal says the Maharal Diskin, Dachi Pirusha, really we're not understanding the psukim perfectly. Dachi Pirusha, this is how you understand the first couple of psukim in the parsha. Vayar Balak ben Sipar, Eis Kol Asher Asa Yisrael Amori. Balak sees. What happened? Hainu, Kamo Shabirish Rashi, like we just read the Rashi, Amri Elu Shnei Malachim, Sheini Betucham Aleihem. He saw that these Amim were defeated. Gam Ra'a. Vayar Balak, the Chiddush of the Maharal Diskin is, Vayar Balak is going on everything, the next three psukim. Vayogar Moav, that's part of what Balak sees. Balak ben Sipar sees what Bnei Yisrael did to the Emori. And then Balak also sees, Pasagim of Vayogar Moav ibn Amki Ravu. He sees Moav is scared. Gamra Balak, Vayogar Moav ibn Amki Ravu. And therefore, he realizes he can't fight a battle. Alkein ein shum eitza lasos milchame imahim. You can't fight a battle. If one nation is scared of the other one, they're not going to be successful. You have to believe in your cause and know that you're going to be successful. Because if they're already nervous, they're definitely going to fall and lose. And also, after Vayagra Moav and Kiravu, and he sees Vayakats Moav. Right, he sees the Mora is so great. Ad vayakas mabnei bnei Yisrael haynu shekatzu b'chayei mamish. They were like they didn't know what to do with themselves. So that's all part of what Balak sees. Balak sees eis kol asher asa, and then vayagar is part of what he sees, and vayakats, and then this is also what he sees. He sees people talking to each other in pasuk dalet. V'gam ra'a, line 25. V'shamaki v'yomer Moav zikni midyam. He sees Moav. He sees his am talking to the zikne midyan. Atayilachu akol kolsivosenu to help us out. He sees that they're nervous, and then he also hears them say, "Ubalak ben Sipar melech la Moav boizahi." That was part of what Balak heard the Moab people say to Zikne Midyan. Hainu, top left of the column. Shekozehu midivrei Moab al Zikne Midyan. Sha'amru, ki ba'esa hi asher hi Yisrael ma'od. It's terrible. But Yisrael are going to defeat us. Asherati, lacho akoz ki vivaseinu. L'chol apachos. Still, im hayalanu melech giboru chacham gadol. If we had a great leader, maybe we'd have a chance. Hayabala Ezra Seinu. Be'ez ofen shiyi. If we had a great leader, then we could use the leader and somehow he could help us out. Avalim roa ha-mazel shalanu. But, oh, look at our mazel. Look at our mazel. Balak is king. Od ein lonu melech hagen v'roish yoshio sanu. Right? All we got is Balak. Balak ben Sipar is the king now. Right? That's part of what, according to this pshat, part of what they saw. But Esahi, right, what does Rashi say? You remember? Lo haya roi lamalchus, umi nesiche midyan haya. He wasn't fit to be the king. V'kimen shemei sichon minu alein l'tzorach shah. They temporarily put him as the king. So he sees that they're scared. He sees that they're disgusted in their lives. He sees that they're talking that he's a nobody. That's what drove him. But Hainu Be'esra, line 13. Yeshlanu melech hedyot kamahu. He sees that they're talking about him. Al Kain. That's why Nichnasa Kina Belivo. It wasn't just hatred and scared of the Jews. He was jealous. He was upset that they were talking to him like a nobody about him. You'll see what I do. You'll see what I do. So what is the next pasuk? Pasuk hey, Vayishlach Malachim. So that's the second thing that Moab does. Balak sees all of this. And he says, Malachim to Bilam, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to show them that I'm a leader. Vayishlach Malachim el Bilam, Pesara, Eretz, B'nei Amo, Shel Balak, Sheyamakir Oso Hetev. He sent him, he knew him. And all this started with, Machmas Godel Hakina Sheba'ara Belibo. He had terrible kina in his heart that burned in his heart, Al Shemavazin Oso. Kolkach. They were lowering him, they were being mevazi, insulting him. Ratzalahara says Pulas Niskava Latovas Amo. Says the Maral Diskin. He thinks that's what is the Pshat of the Psukim, and he says maybe the Psava Kabbalah also says this. Okay, so this is the Maral Diskin. He gets us into how to understand the first couple of Psukim. So Balak goes in, he sees all this, and he hires Bilam to do his stuff. And we know that Bilam is hard to convince, but at the beginning, you know, they try to butter him up. They try to say how great he is. Pasuk Vav. L'chana Aralias Amazeh. Please curse this nation. Ki atzumu mimani. Because it's a huge, strong nation. Ulai uchal nakab avar gashen min haaretz. Maybe if you give a curse, I'll be able to defeat them. Ki adati, because I know. I know, Bilam, that whoever you bless will be blessed, and whoever you curse will be cursed. Question that's asked Rav Simcha Bunim from Parshischa in source number 2. What do you mean? He had the power of bracha too? He ended up giving a bracha because he was trying to give a klala. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed it. But Yesh Lahavin, he asks here, Harei kol kochu shel Bilam haya ach v'rach l'kalel. Right, he was umos ha'olam, who had the level of nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, or at least something comparable, the greatest of the umos ha'olam. Remember the Gemara in Zvachim Kuftez Zayin that nobody knew what was going on, B'shas Bayim Adar Sinai, so they went to the smartest person they knew, and that was Bilam. They went to Bilam. So Bilam's power was in terms of cursing. As the Hashem will get to a little bit later again, that he knew exactly when Hashem would get angry, and he knew he would curse the Jews at that moment. Ula minayin shav harasha zeh koach am levarich. How do you have the koach abracha? It says ish asher tevarich yevorach. Whoever you give a bracha to will be blessed. How do you have that part? So the Rebbe gives a mashal of Simcha Bunim. Gives a mashal. Kfutzas anashim yatzapam liyar avos kadei lotzud chayos. A group of people, hunters, went to a forest to trap animals. There was one person that was a arrogant, trickery person that wanted was very proud of himself. He sees from far away, he sees there's a fox. There's a fox drinking from a river. Far they see in the distance between the in the clearing. He sees a fox. Nigash ishal makom shegdilam bo kanei suf. Visham, what happens? This man goes to where the reeds are. Visham karas laatzbo kane echad. Ito nogash al chavira b'shal. He goes to a reed, he takes a reed, he goes to a friend and says, Ha'im aminim atem, ki im akana hazeh asher biyadi yochani larog at the shul hazeh. You see that fox over there? You think with this reed I could kill the shul? You think there's this little reed over here? Davar kazeh lo yitachin tzachaku anashem. They say, what are you talking about? Mishama al kana suf shiyoch al arog shul. You have a reed? You're going to kill a fox with a reed? What are you talking about? Ein adavar miskabal al adat. Doesn't make sense. Says the person, Imtitnoli mea dinri kesef, if you give me 100 dinarim, silver dinarim, I'll show you. Era lachem mi ani ki ani misuk al adavar zeh. I could do it. Eskimu chaver laseis lo mea dinarim. They say, okay, you'll get 100 in meatzliach latsur b'larog at the shul b'kanesh b'yado. If you could kill the fox with this reed, we'll do it. Kiven hanochel as kaneh hasuf. What does he do? He puts the kaneh, the reed, towards the suf. Asat smokim mechaven al atoraz, as if he's like using pointing an arrow towards it. Uberega hanacho nishmiya kol adomel irias ruba. And what does he do? All of a sudden he says, poof! He makes a sound. And what happens? The fox drops dead. Drops dead far away over there by the clearing. Ubo berega nafal ashuol shadud fames. Right when he did the poo. They're like, what? What exactly? What are you talking about? They were mispa'alim. Hizchilu be'emes ubetamim lahaminbo. They realize he's a balmofes. Bal tchudos miyuchados, turning the page. Hamasuk alam kane, you could kill? Aval heim lo ra'u. What they didn't see was that on the other side of the clearing, there were other trappers there, ubiyadam rovim amitiim, who had rifles in their hands. And this guy saw when they were getting ready to shoot the fox, the heim heim asher kivnu v'yaru b'shul v'hemisu. They killed this nochel, this tricker, this guy, the balgaiva, was watching to see exactly when they would shoot, and right before they were about to shoot, he said poo with his reed. Rak hanochel la'arim hazeh, right? This guy, shehaisel re'ir rechok amod, he was able to see far away. Ra osa miskonanim u'miskavanim latsuras hashu'al. He saw what they were going to do, and right when he saw it was about to happen, right, he killed. So says the Simcha Budim, that's the Nimshal. Bilam didn't have the Koch HaBracha. He saw, though, in the future. He was able to see in the future who was going to have Hatzlacha. So he worked backwards. Whoever was going to have Hatzlacha, he gave a Bracha to. This Bracha didn't do anything. Bilam HaRasha Haya, it's Tagnin Gadol. Hayodea Mayikri Imish Ploni Almoni Ba'atid. He could see the future. The kasher haya roa bits tagnin uso shizel acher mazala omid laha irlo. Once he sees somebody is going to have hatzlacha, ba'ilav va'amarlo, he says, in bertzoncha shavarechotcha, shetia shagadol. He goes over to him, he's like, you want me to give you a bracha that you'll be very rich? Shkol biadi, skum kesev nechbad, give me a lot of money, and I'll give you a bracha. V'tiye batuach shebirach berchasi elecha tiskayem. And that's what they saw. The goyim saw that his bracha was miskuyam. Hotzi olav sheim, eis asher tavarech mevarech. But really, it was not. Later on in the parsha, the brachas, that was true because that was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him that bracha. But his own brachas, obviously, was like that faker in the forest. Okay. So now let's get into a question that I thought we've dealt with in the past. I thought we quoted one, but maybe we didn't inside. But either way, we're going to quote two. Two ideas relating to this question. Perech HaBeis, Pasik Chavches. So the Aton turns to Bilam. This Aton that was made from Maisa Bracious, as the Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avos. Bilam is not happy with this Aton. He's going and it is stops. Right? The Aton sees the Malach Hashem, the Charbosh Lufa Biyado, Vatei Ta'ason Min HaDerech, Vateilech Pasada. The Aton goes and stops in the field. Bilam looks and it stops twice and it tries to hit him. So this is the story that we know. And all of a sudden the Aton's mouth opens. Vayiftach Hashem's pia Aton, Hashem opens up the mouth. Vayomer leBilam, me'asisi lecha. Zeh kisan zeh shalosh regalim. Right, what are you doing? So the next pasuk, as we mentioned, should be, and Bilam fainted. Right, the Aton starts talking to him, but not. No, he is so angry, he can't think straight. Right, and he doesn't recognize that there's a miracle of miracles that are happening here. Vayiftach Hashem's pia Aton, Hashem opens the mouth. And he talks to Bilam. But what did he say? What's the first thing that the Ason says to Bilam? Why are you hitting me these three times? Rashi already notes, what's the lashon of regalim? Instead of saying pa'amim, zash regalim, so Rashi quotes, ata mevakesh la'akor. Uma, you are trying to uproot a nation, ha'chogeg ha'shalosh regalim bashana. You're trying to uproot a nation that is chogeg the shalosh regalim bashana, right, the three chagim. And the question that's asked by the Mefarshim, the Sifsei Chacham and others is, what's the emphasis here, right? The donkey could have said anything. Bilam, you're trying to uproot a nation that wears tzitzis. You're trying to uproot a nation that does all of these mitzvahs. Why dafke is that one picked? Right? You're trying to uproot a nation that is chogeg shalosh regalim bashana. So two ideas. One from the Shemen HaTov, or I think we've said before, but I didn't have it marked off in my notes. Maybe we said it from a different sefer. V'yish lefarish kipshuto. First idea. The halo, I'm in source number four. Halo begimel regalim bashana. Zoche af apachos Yisrael liros p'nei Hashem. On shalosh regalim, we know the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, every Jew is zoche to such levels. Ukederach sheba liros kach ba liros, as the Gemara says. V'ata mispa'er shbabasha to yodea das elyon. You're excited that you know exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. You know the moment you think you're so great in terms of understanding Hashem. Halo heim zochen legilu shchina gimel pa'am hashana. No, this is a nation that has a special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three times a year they go and they're zoche to Ruach HaKodesh. So one idea. Bilam, you think you're so spiritually uplifted? This is a nation that's spiritually uplifted because Yantif, the Shalosh Regalim, symbolize the spiritual uplifting. Number one. Number two, the other idea that he says though, which is very creative. Avo yose nira lefarish. The kolkocho shal Bilam u'mashi yodea das elyon. What was Bilam's gavus? What did he know? So the Gemara tells us in two places that he knew exactly the moment that Hashem would get angry. L'chavein osa shah shel za'am. That Hashem gets angry one tiny, tiny millisecond every day. He knew, and he was going to curse the Jews exactly at that moment to be able to stretch Hashem's anger onto the Jewish people. So what does that mean? What does that show? Bilam thinks he's in control of time. He's in control of Zman. He's sholeit, because he knows that moment. What's Gimel Regalim about? Yantiv is about, we're in control of time. We set the calendar. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Hine Yisod Gimel Regalim Hu, Denitan Hazman Li Yisrael. Time is given over to the Jewish people. V'yesh B'kocham L'kvo Hazman Amodim. And we can set the Zman of the holidays. Ti'atem Afilu Shogi Yimu Mezidim. Right, you, even if it's shogi, even if it's by accident, and also Hashem acts based on whatever the Jews, right, the halachas of Pesach and Yom Kippur, it's based on what Bezdin decided. Kedisa b'chazal, d'amar l'Bezdin shalmala, ani v'atem nereid, ladas masai kavu Bezdin zman shal Rosh Hashanah lavo b'mishpat. I have to wait for them. I have to wait for the Bezdin. V'ayde osam akvius shal Bezdin, based on the kvius of the human court. Heim sholtim gamala teva, right? As we know, even teva is changed. Like the Yerushalmi says in Ksubis and in Nedarim about Psulei Chozrim after 3 years old. V'im kein. But what do you see? Line 12. Shazman talui biyad Yisrael agamrei. Jewish, we are in control of time. Bilam, you think you're in control of time because you know exactly when Kadosh Baruch Hu will get angry? This is an Am that's chogig shalosh regalim bashana. This is an Am that's in control of time. We can change things. But lachain, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu never got angry during those times. But that's number two. So why do you, Bilam, you're trying to be uproot this nation that does yantif? So number one, you think you're so spiritually uplifted, they're a whole nation that gets spiritually uplifted on Yantiv. Number one, you think you're in control of time? No. They're in control of time. They set the calendar, right? And that's the Shemen HaTov. He thinks he's in control of time. The minute that Hashem gets angry, good. And then a third idea, which you have in Rav Schwab. Source number five in Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva. He quotes the same question, he quotes the Rashi, and wonders, V'tzarech bir, on the top left now, Eze inyan miyuchad, hayakan. What inyan is special here? Laz kiro dafka malazusha Yisrael. To mention this maila, shem chogim sholosh regalim bashana. What is this special maila? V'yitachin lefarish. It's possible. There many different pshatim that are given. V'yitachin lefarish shebe'emes. Ratzta ha'ason l'ramezlo. Lebilam. The ason is trying to hint to Bilam. Esatam Lamahi Memenez Alechas. He's telling him the Aton. The she is telling the Bilam, why am I not moving? Right? The Aton stopped. And Bilam starts hitting it. And he says, why are you hitting me?
I'll explain to you why I'm not moving.
That's what the Ason is doing here. V'hu mishum, she'ne rotze la'asos afilu psia achas k'neged ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. I, says the Ason, I don't want to take even one step that's neged Hashem. Not even one step neged Hashem. And that's why I am stopping. What do you mean? V'hine b'gemara sota, the gemara sota tells us, mevuar, shem yesh, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, shem yesh de bate k'nesios, if there are two shuls in town, echad krov l'beiso, v'ashni yoser rechoka, one is close to you, one is farther, ro'i l'leches l'rechoka, all things equal, right? There's not one better davening or one shul that you're more comfortable with. Go to the farther one. Why? Schar psios. The schar, right, what we call schar halicha, the schar of steps. That's what the Gemara says in Soto. Going to shul, the farther shul, you get schar psios. V'yesh lo ha'ir al mashalo matzinu in yezeitz al shar mitzvahs. Right, we don't find this concept by shar mitzvahs. We have by going to shul, schar halicha. We don't have schar halicha by going to buy a lulav. She'lo shamanu me'olam shim yesh lo la'adam shtei sukkas. We don't find anywhere if a person has two sukkas, Achas krova v'achas rechoka, one close to him and one farther, sheroi l'lechas rechoka, go to the farther one. We never find that. We never find it by other mitzvahs. You only find it, and this is the diuk of the Maharal that he quotes, you only find this by tefillah. You find this by shul. V'chein kasav ha-maharal shadin ze eino noeg ela b'halicha l'beis ha-knesses. L'beis ha-knesses. Just parenthetically, because some of Farshim say, because the whole idea of walking to shul is getting closer to Hashem. And that's like the beginning of what tefillah is. Tefillah is being meratzi yourself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's kind of like when you go to shul, that's the start of the mitzvah. So it could be. Okay, but without getting into the why now, but that's the Maharal there. The Maharal says this in Chiddushi Agados in Sota. V'nira shebe'emes ikir ha'inyin shel schar psios. Where do you know that from, though? The idea that the schar psios by going to shul, where do you know that from? What's the original source, l'chora? Alila regel. When we go to the ultimate Beis HaKnesses, which is not the Mikdash Ma'at, it's the Mikdash. V'nira shebe'emes ikir inyin shel schar psios noveya mi mitzvahs alila regel. It comes from alila regel. Shaholchim mirakuk l'beis ha'mikdash. That's where it comes from. Bekama ksuvim morim al achashivus hamiyuchedes shel halicha. We know the going itself to the Beis Hamikdash is so crucial, and that's l'chora where you learn schar psios from. Beis Hashem neilech, pasuk says in Tehillim. Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nadiv. Remember that's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimel relates to the mitzvah of Alila Regel. Na'alayim, the shoes. Mayafu pa'amayich, your steps. So if it applies to Alila Regel, going to the Beis HaMikdash, it also applies on a smaller scale to Shul. Shul Mikdash Ma'at, Avalo B'Shar Mitzvahs. Fine. So, Schar Psius, Shul Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ason is saying. I don't want to take one step, right, away. This is an Am that's Chogig Shalosh Regalim, meaning what? Schar Psius. That's the source of it. Of always walking L'Shem Hashem. And now you want me to walk, to go curse, not l'shem Hashem, I'm not taking one step. V'zeo sharamza ason l'bilam. Line 26. Shata rotze shani elech psios. Neged ki neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. You want me to take steps against Hashem, take psios against, ani lo elech ach psia achas k'neged ritzono. I've had enough. I don't want to go anymore. I'm not taking even one psia. Right now he sees the malach Hashem and he stops. I'm not taking one psia. Sha'arei bevadai on shemako psiu psiu k'neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. Right, every step is punished. K'moshin osim schar akol psiu psiu shal asiyas ratzono. Just like we get schar for every step of asiyas ratzon, we get onesh for every step of neged ratzono. V'zui schusa shal umazu hachogega shalosh regalim bashana. And this is the schus of this uma that's chogeg three regalim im psios bilti svuros. Unending, infinite number of steps. Shall Alila Regel cover Hashem Yisbarach. The whole nation comes up. Whole nation, even though it's not so easy to leave your neighborhood, to leave three times, right? Especially Shvu is coming back right after you got back. So the Gemara says that's Charpsius for Shul for Beis Hamikdash, and that's what the Ason says. Bilam, not interested in taking another step, neged ratzon Hashem. So beautiful. So three ideas about Alila Regel. Number one, general levels of spirituality. Number two, about control of time. And number three, schar psios. We continue now with a source and source number six. So we have one of the more well-known psukim in the parsha, Am Levadad Yishkon. It's an Am that dwells alone. Am that dwells alone. So there's a thought here from the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash, the late Medrash, tells us, you have a quote here in the Torah Ladas, what's Hain? Hain Am Levadad Yishkon. That's an word that, doesn't, Am Levadad Yishkon, that's what we all always quote, that pasuk. But what is the Hain Am Levadad Yishkon? So he points out the following. Fascinating. Shehain Balashin Yavanis Echad. Hain means one. We know sometimes in Gemara, right? Hain is one. Lulamdenu Shehain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechashiv Esbnei Yisrael Imum Acheres. Hain, one, separate. Am Levadad Yishkon Ubagoyim Lo Yizchashav. How does the word Hain teach me that? How does it reflect that? Teda Lachashakenu. Chashov kala osios. Think about all the letters which are symbolic of numbers, right? Kala osios in terms of gematria. Kala osios v'timsa shalakula yesh lem zug. Every letter, which is a number, has a pair to make a whole. Like let's say six. Six's pair is four because then together is ten is a whole. Three and seven, four and six, two and eight. Right? Everyone has a pair except for five, right? Hey, what's Hay's pair? Hey, Hay's pair is Hay. Hey, Nun. Nun is 50. What's, how do you make the whole 100? 50 is 50. 40 is 60. 47, every number, 99 and 1. Every number has a pair that's different than itself, except for 5 and 50. She'en lam ben zug. Aleph, shaveh echad, v'tes, shaveh tisha. Ukshem zavgim osam biyachad, haray asara. Be'ishnayim cheshmona, asara. Aleph, tes, be'ish ches. All of them. Hey, ein lazug. V'chein, yud tzadi, right? 10, 90. Chav pei. Every letter in the Aleph Bay is 20, 80, 30, 70, 40, 60. Everyone has a pair. Every letter of the Aleph Bay has a pair except for hey and nun. But Medrash Isa, and that's the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hain! These are alone! Am Levadad Yishkon. Kishem Sheshtei Osios Halalu. Hey Nun. Hey Nun Yecholo Zazdavikim Kala Osios Ala Atzman. These only, they don't pair with anyone else, they're just by themselves. Kach Yisrael, Hey Nun Yecholo Lihidavikim Kala Goyim Ala Atzman. Mifu Radim, so too Am Yisrael. Right, we are separate from all the nations. Shafilu Sone Gozer Alam, Lechalo Shabbos, Ulevat Al Mila, Olo Oved Avodah Zarah. If somebody says you can't do mitzvahs, Am Levadad Yishkon. Right, Heim Neharagin Ve'ein Misarvin. We don't join into other nations. Throughout history, Rachmanu Litzlan, we've stood up for ourselves. Ada Yom Hazeh, Shnemer Am Hein, Am Levadad Yishkon, Avagim Lo Chashav. Umani Oseh, Kol Soni V'Kol Oyev Sheikzer Alem Zera. Ani hargo shenemar hein am kalavi yakum. So that is the hein am levadad yishkon, and we are proud of our hein, right? We are to stand up. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, right? We don't have a pair, but this is the way we've been all the thousands of years, and this is the way we continue to be. Okay, moving right along to a thought, regal thought, if I would call it, from Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Lamb in Drasha Ladoros discusses the most famous pasuk in the parsha. Am Levadad Yishkon is pretty famous, but the most famous pasuk, of course, is Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. When Bilam says, how beautiful are your Ohalim, are your tents, and your Mishkans. Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. We say that, as we know, the first thing every morning in Shul. See here by Lamb on page number 3. It must be quite an important verse to be so strategically and significantly placed, as it is the very first thing that we say as we enter the shul. And indeed, it is just that. It is Ma Tovu sets the key for the entire day of prayer. The symphony of the Jew's mind and heart and soul, rising harmoniously with those of all of Israel towards our Father in heaven. What's the message of Ma Tovu? So if you think about it, Rabbi Lamb notes, and again, this is pointed out by others, turning the page, we start off our day, we set the tone by quoting Bilam Haran. Right? That's first problem. Who are we? Bilam. Bilam HaRasha, that's who we quote. So that's asked by some, and the Maharshal, one of the great early Achronim, the Maharshal took it out. The Maharshal was so upset that, that we start with, he writes in the Tshuvas, in Simin Samach Dalet, Rabbi Lamb quotes it, I begin with the second verse and skip Matovu, which was recited by Bilam, and he intended it as a curse. Right, and this is the Maharshal as a big taina. Not only that Bilam said it, but it was supposed to be a klala. It was supposed to be a klala, so it ended up, okay, Hashem covered it up. But it was supposed to be a klala. Is that an appropriate pasuk to start off our day with? Right? If so, then it is difficult to understand this choice of Matovu. Was it not intended as a curse? Was it not uttered by an enemy of our people, by the ancient forerunner of the modern intellectual anti-Semite? Right? So there must be something about it. That we dafka do it. That we dafka mention this. See where it's underlined? That there must be something very special about it that somehow reflects an aspect of the basic personality of the Jew and a deep indigenous part of the Jewish religious character. Oh, so Rabbi Lamb has an unbelievable comment. He says, you know what Matovu means? And we start off by saying it every day. Matovu shows that a Jew takes klala and makes it into bracha. That's the message of Matovu. We take klala, rachmon al-islan, how many times throughout history? Ad hayom hazeh mamish. We take klala and we mash it up and we add some spices and we turn it into a bracha. That's Matovu. Matovu symbolizes our making bracha out of klala. Wow. Says Rabbi Lamb on the bottom left now. The unique aspect of our collective character, that singularly Jewish trait which manifests itself in Matovu, is the very ability to wring a blessing out of a curse. We say Matovu not despite the fact that it was intended to harm us, but because of that very fact. It is Jewish to find the benediction in the malediction, the good in the evil, the opportunity in the catastrophe. That is an amazing sentence. Rabbi Lamb. It is Jewish to make the best of the worst, to squeeze holiness out of the profanity. From the evil and diabolical intentions of Bilam, we say Matovu, and we make it into a bracha. That's pretty amazing. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And then he discusses a little history. He talks about the beginning of the Chassidus, where the Chassidus starts talking about the Nitzotzos, the Klipa. So that whole idea is that there's something psoles, there's something negative, there's something that should be thrown out, but you take something out of it that's positive. Take something out of it that's positive. And then he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov, on line 18, took these yearnings and longings and pent-up religious drives, as there were a couple of false Mashiachs, right, in the early days. And he's, what does that show? Because we're looking for redemption. We're looking for Geula. And the Baal Shem Tov latched onto that and directed them not to falseness and apostasy and tragedy, but channeled them into a new form, sincere and genuine religious expression, which all historians now admit literally rescued all Jewry from certain annihilation when we would have just given up. He wrung a blessing from a curse. He found the good in the evil, Matovu. Right? This is what this pasuk is about. Every single morning when we come into shul, whatever happened to the Jewish people since the last time I davened, Matovu Olecha Yaakov. We declare and recognize that with all the difficulties and challenges and negatives on the outside and the misfortunes, right, you see on the right side now of the next page, on source number nine, on page five. The aim and goal of prayer, as our Jewish sages have pointed out through the ages, is not, the previous paragraph. Misfortunes, may they never occur, have their redeeming qualities. Death brings an appreciation of life. Tragedy can bring husband and wife, father and child, brother and sister closer together and bring out dormant loves and loyalties. We should never want it, but we take klalas and we make them into brachas. The aim of and goal of prayer, as we know, is not to change God, but to change ourselves. That is what we do, Matovu, Ohalecha, Yaakov. Okay. Moving right along. we go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, the pasuk, another pasuk here in the Brachos of Bilam. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Perachav Dalid, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk says, Erenu velo ata, ashurenu velo karov. I see something from afar. Darach kochav miyaakov. Right, darach kochav, a star has trodden. Darach is like to trample. Darach kochav miyaakov. A star has, gone out. Miyaakov, v'kam shevet mi Yisrael. And a shevet has stood up mi Yisrael. What does Unkelus say on darach kochav? Yakum Malka Miyaakov. Right, what is this? Darach Kochav, the king. Who's that referring to? David HaMelech. David HaMelech. V'yisraba Mashicha Miyisrael. And Shevet is Mashiach. So this phrase here is about David HaMelech and about Mashiach. Darach Kochav Miyaakov become Shevet Miyisrael. That's Rashi. Rashi just says, Kitargumo. Often we do Shai Mikra Vecha Targum. We could do the Rashi and, okay, Kitargumo, we trust Rashi. No, look at Unkelus. Look at Unkelus, right? That's what is referred to in the Rashi that quotes the Unkelus, and Rashi continues. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here also quotes it from the Rambam, not just from Unkelus. Kasev Rambam, Perak Yud Aleph Mehilchos Malachim, Halacha Hey, Halacha Aleph, Darach Kochav Miyakov Zed David, V'kam Shevet MiYisrael Zed Mashiach, V'kachuv MeMeresh Agada. So ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky here in the time of the crop. V'tzarach tam, lama al David amar, why are each of those phrases appropriate for these people? Why by David, amar darach kochav miyakov, by David, that's the most appropriate phrase, those three words, darach, kochav, and miyakov, v'yal mashiach amar, v'kam shevet miyisrael. Why those three? So says, the time of Dekra, there are three differences between David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. And each one is alluded to in the different word that's used in this three-word phrase. V'yesh lomar shabal avar gimel havdelim shemin David l'mashiach. It's to reflect three differences between David and Mashiach. Number one, Aleph. Shedavin mitchila kishen nimshach lo malach klal. At the beginning, David HaMelech was anointed. He didn't rule it. He was just hiding. Remember, he hid it. And then, he ruled over Yehuda for 7 years in Hebron. And then later on, over all the Jewish people. It was a process. Avol Mashiach yimloch miyad al kulam, but Mashiach will rule over all of Am Yisrael immediately. V'lazeh amar b'David darach. Darach is like walk and trample. Ka'adam hadorech li'ito. Like somebody walking at his own pace. Ad shemagi, until he comes to the goal. V'yal Mashiach amar v'kam. He got up. Shemiyad kamam v'kam up. So, number one difference is darach versus kam. Number two, chilek beis. Shedava lo malach ela al Yisrael. David HaMelech wasn't just a slow process, but he was only malach al Yisrael, even eventually only on the Jews. Mashiach yishlar kol olam, but Mashiach, as we know, will rule over the whole world, based on Psukim in Yeshayo. Also, v'lazeh amar, right, what does it say there in Yeshayo? Naharu elav kol agoyim, something like that. V'lazeh amar bidavid kochav. A star, she'enu el kamo kochav, she'meir bim kamo. A star is light in its spot. Okay, it's millions of light years, but a star shines in its spot. What does it say, Val Mashiach Amar? What does it say? Shevet. Shevet means rule. Rule means the whole world. Val Mashiach Amar, Shevet Shemoshel Akol Ha'olam B'Shevet Moshlim. With the staff of rulership, it's not limited to like a kochav, which is one spot. It's Shevet, which is all over. Number two. So number one, did he start off slow or did he start off right away come? Number two, who was it over? Number three, Shemalchus David Ba'a Ayedei. How did it start? What are the roots of David HaMelech? It started with an inappropriate request. When B'nai Yisrael asked Shmuel, we want a king, and all the different pshatim, what was the problem with that? Five or six different pshatim, the Radak and the Abarbanel, there in Sefer Shmuel that discuss, was it an affront to Shmuel? Was it an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But either way, the request, and that ultimately led to Shaul, and that ultimately led to David. But
The Ami Haaretz asked, "Kama shekatzav b'Sanhedrin kilkulu v'higdimu al yedehem." They asked too early. Va'yedeze hochrach Shmuel laham lecheshol v'David mashenkin Mashiach. Mashiach is the exact proper time. Yimloch k'shiyakiyaz mana malucha. Exactly when the moment comes for the Mashiach to be mamlech, he will. V'az yimloch ayde kulam gam ayde tamid chachamim, and everybody will accept him. The tamid chachamim. Shezu ikr mitzvas minui melech. V'farakos v'Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Vayechi that Yaakov nikra al shem amei haaretz. The lower level of what Am Yisrael is, Yaakov, that's the amei haaretz. V'Yisrael nikra al shem atamid chacham. Yisrael is the higher level of nation. When we reach a higher level, and that's Yisrael. And that's why also Dorach Kochav, but that started with Miyako from the lower level that of Malchus, that there, it was an inappropriate request. Vikam Shevet Miyisrael. Miyisrael is the higher level and the higher elements of our nation. Okay. One more thought, but it's a little involved, so let's see it in the Sari Alafim, Rabbi Twersky. Source number 11. So towards the end of the Parsha, towards the end of the parsha, we have the story of Pinchas. Right, next week's parsha is Parsha's Pinchas, but we have the story here in this week's parsha. What happened? So the Avera was happening. Pinchas sees what was happening. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar, by Maftir, ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas sees Vayakam mitocha eidav ikach ramach biyado. He gets up, he takes a sword in his hand, and he goes and he takes care of business. So the Sari Alafim, first question is, what's the biyado emphasizing? He takes a spear, he takes a romach. What's the biyado? Yesh lahavin. Ma lama hutzrach hakasuv letevas biyado. Shahare hayadai ba'amr vayikach romach. Umuvan me'ela shalach biyado. What else did he take it? He took it with it in his toes? We know where he took it, the romach, the spear. Question one. Question two. Bepasik shalafanav katuv. Right beforehand, the previous pasuk said, v'hinei ish mibnei Yisrael ba, a man from Israel came, vayakrev elechav, and he brought close to his brothers, es hamidyanis, le'enei Moshe, le'enei kol asmei Yisrael. He puts this woman in front of everyone, v'hema bochim pesach o'al moed. And they're crying. V'hema bochim pesach o'al moed. The Targum Yonasan, we have a few Targumim, on besides Unkelis. We have something called Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, which is probably not. We have a Targum Yushalmi, Targum Yonasan, a couple of Targumim. So, in the Targum Yonasan, in this pasuk, it says, what were they crying? V'hema bochim? They were saying Kriyashma. V'inin bachyin v'karyin shma. So what does that mean? Why were they saying Kriyashma at this moment? V'nira shebalatarits l'chora, what is it answering? Lama lo yigivu ha'eda k'moshe yigiv Pinchas. Why didn't they get up? Why didn't only Pinchas get up? Why was he the only one? Umetarets, they were in the middle of saying Kriyashma. V'pnei shayo oskim b'mitzvahs Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, "Avakashim imanav shach." Right, it's kind of like the same kasha they asked on Yaakov and Yosef when Yaakov was saying Kriyashma. Ima yizman Kriyashma, lo hayagam Pinchas Kriyashma. Right, if it was the time for Kriyashma, so Pinchas should also be saying Shema. Vim lo yizman Kriyashma, lam hayikar hingar neshma. So why were they saying Shema? So question one, what's the biyado? Question two, what does it mean they were saying Kriyashma? How does that relate to the story? Next, question three, which is somewhat of a well-known medrash, the medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya, there's different versions of this medrash, but many are familiar with some type of the version. Medrash Pliya says, Chad Amar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ze Klal Gadol BaTorah, the Klal Gadol BaTorah Ishma Yisrael. The Chad Amar, V'yatlo Recha Kamocha, Ze Klal Gadol BaTorah. Others say, no, V'yatlo Recha Kamocha, that's the Klal Gadol. Shema V'hapta. Fine, I would have chosen those two also. The Chad Amar, Esakeves Echad Ta'aseh V'boker, V'esakeves Hasheni Ta'aseh Bein Harabayim. Ze Klal Gadol BaTorah. That's the third klal, and that's, of course, the question of what is that doing there. Omed ben Azai al Raglav, v'amar kein mistaver. Ben Azai stands up and says, I like that one. The pasuk by the carbon tumid. Right? Bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's the klal gadol. Ben Azai says, yeah. Shari ne'mar, because it says, k'chol asher ani mare oscha estavdis ha-mishkan v'estanis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. Ben Azai says, because the pasuk says, build the mishkan. So how does that prove anything? This medrash screams out to be darshined and to be understood. The first two sheets you can understand. You understand, those are the two yesodos ha-Torah.
A carbon tamid is an important carbon, but how is that yisodas haTorah?
Ubimuchad kashen. Also, what's the Ben Azai? Ben Azai says that's the right shita based on that pasuk by the Mishkan.
Shari nira shaamedrash masik lahachria kishita shlishes. Sounds like that's the maskana
haTamua kmo shamar v'chem istaver.
And also, what's the raya from kachal shinamara uscha enamuva?
So what's going on here? So says the Sarei Alafim. Says the Sarei Alafim. The Gemara Tainus Daf Dalet tells us, Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Yonasan, Shlosha Shalu Shaloka Hogan.
A couple of people asked inappropriately for requests.
L'shtayim Sheishivim Kahogan Ve'Elohin.
Remember the three people who had inappropriate requests.
Eliezer Eved Avraham.
And, right, he said, whoever comes out, and, and the Shol HaMelech, you had the requests, and later on Yiftach. Fine.
Tosfos there asks, Vim Tomar, Hey, Chikamar de Shol Eliezer Shloka Hogan, Falo Amar Ela El Asher Omer Laetina Kadech.
Why was it inappropriate? He said, whoever's going to come out and give me the water to drink and give my camels. Right? Vim Yershich, if he sees that she's not the one, then whoever's going to come out, I'm going to ask to give order. So what was so difficult?
V'im nitna rishus says the, sorry, I love him, chashavti lasis otam lama isa she'las Eliezer shloka hogan.
What was inappropriate about Eliezer's request?
V'inei roim anu, eich shekulanu mekablim al atzmenu o machlo shamayim pamayim b'chol yom.
We are mekablim machlo shamayim twice a day.
Kshana omrim shema Yisrael.
We say shema Yisrael shalom kira shem echad.
We believe with full faith. Shahabori Baruchu Malei Kalares Kvodo.
We believe.
Veroa Viodeya Es Kol Maaseinu Machshavoseinu.
We believe in Hashem's in charge.
But you know what? Sometimes later on in the day, we don't act in the way of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
We say it. We said Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but then later on in the day, Da'aka, line 23.
Sheberov Bnei Adam Lo Nikeres Emuna Zo Mitoch Maaseyem.
It's not in the Maisim.
Ki b'meshach hayom kisha over malayim nisyonos hachayim.
When we have challenges of life, kasha lahem lahagshim emunazu.
It's hard to crystallize and to concretize this emuna and take it minakoach alapoal.
V'nisheres emuna rak b'mocham. The emuna is in my head.
So many people scream out Shema Yisrael, but they don't act with Shema Yisrael.
And then he says the same thing with
v'chena davar mamish b'nin avas Yisrael.
Right, avas Yisrael.
Sho yesh b'nei adam ha'omrim.
Kol Boker, many people go like the Arizal before they start davening. They say, "Hareini makabel alai mitzvah saasei shalvav derecha kamocha."
What? We believe in Avas Yisrael.
Avok shabal lemaisa, but when it's lemaisa and issues come up, lo nikeres klal kabalasam zu mitoch maseyim.
This is not clear in their actions.
Uma v'chein timsa. Barov, you ask them.
If you ask them, what's klal gol debat Torah, they'll say v'yavl recha kamocha, they'll say Shema Yisrael.
But if somebody's pogay in their covet, oh, v'yavl recha kamocha, not here.
Right, yerdu imalachaya v'yistu oso sinas maves.
Because to be magshim, v'yavl recha kamocha, that's very hard.
So many people say Shema Yisrael, but they don't live it.
Many people say v'yavl recha kamocha, but they don't live it.
With that background, you understand the Medrash.
Because the Medrash says, "Afal pisha bevadi tzarku devrei ha'omrim shma yisrael va'av derecha kamocha,"
but there's a shita shlishis.
The third opinion is that it's not enough to just say it in shul
and to believe it.
Eino dai im nisheres ha'emuna b'moach v'ha'ava b'leiv ela es akeves achad ta'ase v'boker
v'es akeves hasheni ta'ase.
One keves, one side of avodas Hashem.
You have shema and va'av derecha kamocha. You got to do it. You got to put it into action.
Tasev aboker, tasev shorach sheyil Yehudi mesiris nefesh tmidis lekayim b'maises emunaseinu be'echad v'esavoseinu avur hasheni.
You have to. It can't just be what we say, but it's got to be what we do. It's got to be minakoach alapoal,
and that's the beautiful diuk that Ben Azai says.
Avasu li mikdash, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us. Why is the third opinion?
V'chein tasu,
you do it. You do it.
When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu have the nachas? Only when there's action.
When there's action. Shemuna b'Hashem avas Yisrael. Now on the last page. Eina mesapekes imenena l'maisa.
So you're going to lahotzi. You have to be l'maisa.
And he says maybe even it's alluded to.
Ef shalomar shev kriyashma nikras ramach.
Right? Ramach. Kriyashma is like 248. Right? Because ramach evarim and 248 words. You add kel malach neman.
Alafiza nira lafarish. So what does it mean? Shara Pinchas Maisa Zimri Vaikach Romach. He took the Romach. Romach. Romach is like Kriyashma. He took it. Biyado. He took it in his hand to fulfill. Now it's not just does it remain in the base medrash, in the shul. Hotzi osam and akoach alapoala. So says Masha Roy Lasa Masav Kazeh. What you have to do. You can't just say it. Masha Enkin Kala Eita Hayurakar Meshma. Everybody else were bochim. They were saying Shema. Pinchas took Shema in his hand and acted. Pirish Loshe Karin Shema Bosa Shalahim Kure Ha'et Shema V'lo Mekayme Shema. They were saying it, but he took it biyado in his hand. He took it in his hand, and then he says, "B'tam Zel Aiser Shelas Eliezer." Gets back to Eliezer because Eliezer kept saying, "Va'amra Shasei." Right? If all the things that she would do, she would say, "No, she's got to do." And then he ends up by saying, and this is Pinchas, and this is what we have to do, right? Our generation, every time, you need Asiyah. You could have Shema Yisrael, you could have Avdu Rechal Kamocha. You need Asiyah. It can't just remain in theory. It's got to be brought Lamaisa, and that's something that we have to make sure in all areas of our life. We're not just saying it and having it in our mind, but scared to put it into action. No, you have to put it into action, the Asiyah that we need, in areas of Avodas Hashem. And then he says, because that's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Because the first Beis HaMikdash, he says, was Shema Yisrael. It was built on Emuna. And that's why when we lost it, what did we do? The big three Aveiros, including Avodah Zarah, Nechrav Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed. Bayis Sheni was built on V'yatzar Echa Kamocha. And therefore, Sinas Chinam was destroyed. Bayis Ashlishi Yibane, he says, B'mher V'yameinu Abasis Ezakev Ezachad Asav Aboker V'ezakev Ezashini. When we see the Asiyah, that's done. So we see so much Asiyah of Klal Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael, when we see people who are Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael, that Asiyah, there's nothing greater than the belief of Shema Yisrael, the belief of Avdarecha Kamocha, and that it's taking into the Lamaisa. That's exactly what he's talking about here, and that's what we need, Be'ez Hashem, to bring the Bayis Hashlishi. Okay, we'll stop here.